with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. We are honored to have John Patak with us. He is the president of Honor Flight Chicago, and we're making a little bit of an announcement here. This is one of my favorite causes, actually, in Chicago, because this actually wraps up what we're about to talk about, wraps up some of my, all of my favorite causes. Honor Flight Chicago, which is... people are familiar with what Honor Flight is, John, which is this notion that started with World War II veterans. Now you've migrated up to Korean War veterans, right? That can, go to an airport and take that trip to Washington where they can see their respective war memorials, and or all the war memorials if they want to, right? Isn't that how that goes?
Absolutely. We are one of a nationwide network of hubs that honor our senior war heroes. We last season was a special season for us. It was our ninth season, and the previous eight we had flown exclusively World War II veterans. And last year we opened it up to Korean War veterans, many of which had been waiting patiently for years to take the trip. We also celebrated our 75th flight. We've flown
From
Chicago, we've flown just under 6,700. World War II and Korean War veterans to D.C.
That's amazing.
That's
You have quite a waiting list, I understand, too, but you can still recommend somebody if you'd like to. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're accepting applications. We do have quite the waiting list. Once we opened it up to the Korean War heroes, the reaction was pretty immense.
Oh, I'd imagine. You know, when you guys started doing this, there was that talk of the death rate of World War II veterans being very high. And, my dad is technically a World War II veteran. He got in 1945, in the spring of 1945, and so was actually in uniform as it was ending and shipping off to the Pacific. But you know, they didn't have to go all the way to Japan. But he's 91 years old.
I know. My dad was World War II also, and not with us any longer, but he'd be 99.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's and among the youngest of the – I mean, I know there's – because you got Cold Warrior veterans as well and all of that. But now the numbers – is there –
They say 53,000 World War II and Korean War vets in the Chicago area.
Yes.
So we've got a number of them still. Since you've opened it up to Korean War vets, I'm sure that's part of the surge.
Absolutely.
Some sort of priority, like health priority and stuff like that? How do you do that?
So we will honor any of our wartime veterans who served during World War II or during Korea, and we will fly our senior-most veterans first. So if we get a World War II application in, that will go straight to the top of the list.
Got it.
And then after that, it's the applications as received.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's amazing what you do. And the response you get, because the families will tell stories about what this event meant.
Right.
For their family member. It's a very, very powerful thing.
It's emotional, too.
When Mary Pettinato and the other co-founders started Honor Flight Chicago back in 2008, the goal was to bring our senior war heroes to D.C. to see the memorial that was built in their honor. And today, that's certainly our top priority, is to provide these courageous men and women with a day of tribute and remembrance. And to see the memorials that were built in their honor. But through the years, the one thing that we've learned is that our impact can extend much beyond just that one day's flight. A couple of examples. I was told by a family member that a vet we flew a couple of years ago, he was an avid reader. And in years past, he just kind of gave it up. He lost the drive. And on the trip, one of our active duty military volunteers recommended a book. He marched down to a bookstore the next day and didn't put that book down until he finished it a couple of days later. Another daughter of a World War II veteran that we flew a few years ago called me up to thank me for working with her to convince her father to fly with us. And she said, you know, thank you very much. What an amazing gift you can give a 93-year-old to finally convince him that he's a hero.
Yeah.
And what an amazing gift you can give my children, his grandchildren, because after they got back, we got back from the trip, they went to a diner, spent 3 hours there till 2 a.m, and he told war stories for the first time.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't know about you, Rob, but my dad never wanted to talk about World War II. He was stationed in the Pacific in the Army, and those were stories he never told, and I wish he had, but when I've watched the videos that you bring people back to the memorial, it brings back the memories, but it's been enough time in between now, I think, where it's emotional, but they still want to express what happened.
So in addition to the fanfare throughout the day, it seems to be a healing process, too.
Mm-hmm. And so one-day deal, right? They fly in and fly out the same day.
The day starts very early at Midway Airport. We have an army of volunteers, best volunteers in the world, to receive the veterans as they show up to the airport. At the gate, we have live entertainment, the sounds of the 40s and 50s, and then we board. We charter a commercial plane, fly to D.C., and then board a caravan of buses, have a police escort.
Wow.
And they take us around to the different memorials. We go to the Udvar-Hazy Air and Space Museum. They get to see the Enola Gay, the Space Shuttle Discovery. And there's plenty
of... That's actually at Dulles. Airport at Dulles, right?
It is. And we have a whole cadre of volunteers who meet us in D.C. from the D.C. area. A lot of them active duty military.
And how many
retired.
Do you take per flight?
We take about 110 now that we're flying, somewhere in between 100 and 110 mm-hmm. now that we're flying Korean war veterans. They're more ambulatory. Mm-hmm. So then there's plenty of surprises throughout the day, and then we return to Chicago for the welcome home of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's amazing. And so now that you're showing, now that you're taking Korean war veterans, do you take them to both of the memorials there? Because the World War II memorial, and that's, I mean, this whole thing started really because there wasn't really a proper World War II memorial there in Washington. And then it's in the aftermath of Saving Private Ryan, there was a very concerted effort led in part by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg to raise money for this. And it is an absolutely stunning physical space when you go to it. It's very different than the Vietnam Wall. It's different than the Korean Memorial too. But they wanted to make it big, and they wanted to make it the geometry of it to match the global nature of what had occurred. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when people go there and it does evoke this notion. It's very therapeutic, right?
Absolutely. And each of the memorials we visited. Each of the memorials prior to opening up to Korean War veterans as well. Each of them is powerful and beautiful and amazing in their own ways.
Yeah.
And they all the veterans, regardless of war, really appreciate those. And
when is your next flight?
So we're a little over a month out from the beginning of the season. We fly 7 flights a season from April through October. So we wait till the weather breaks.
Right.
And then we
wrap
up. It's
a beautiful time in Washington, too.
It absolutely
is. August
is
not a beautiful time in Washington. But listen,
a little sweaty. Sorry,
it's a little sweaty, swampy, right? And that's what they say. All right. Well, this is all a long way of saying that there is a fundraiser tomorrow night at the Edge Ice Arena in Bensonville. And this is one of my favorites. This is cops versus feds. This is the FBI versus
great.
The Chicago Police Department, their hockey teams. And, you know what they say? Mm-hmm. There's always that whole deal where they go, you know, that's like in every movie, it's the cops. Look at this. Now the FBI is here.
Right.
All right, Clancy, get out of the way. We're going to handle this investigation.
Push the locals
out
of the way.
It's ours now.
Right?
And then you talk to these guys like officially, and they'll say, oh, no, we get along great. And then you talk to them privately,
fine.
And then they go, I hate those guys. I hate those guys. So it is fun to watch these two sets of heroes go after each other, you know, just in a friendly competition. It's 7:30 to 10:30 tomorrow night, and seating is general admission. Tickets purchased at the door are $30 for all ages. If you want to buy them in advance, it's $25 for adults and $15 for kids. So it's probably best to go do that, and you can do that at honorflightchicago.org. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. We have in it. This is the 6th time that these two have faced off to help support our mission.
What's the record there? Does anybody keep it?
So the police department sent their A game last time, and they edge the FBI out, but the FBI still holds the upper hand. They're up 3-2 in the series.
Oh, this could tie it up.
This is a big one.
And it's become a heated rivalry through the years, as you were,
as you were saying.
Do they allow fighting? Drop the gloves, throw it down a little bit?
Checking.
Guns are checked at the door.
Oh, good idea. Right, you guys think sidearms. You think of everything.
But they have very good skaters on both teams, so you're going to see some good hockey. We have a lot of fun. In addition to the game, we have a lot of fun things going on. We have silent auction, raffles. We have sports memorabilia, game tickets, some travel vouchers. There's Chuck-a-Puck, lots of fun stuff. We have Wayne Messner is going to do the anthem for us.
Excellent.
We have the police department bagpipes out, bagpipe and drums. And we'll have a member of the 2010 Hawks Cup team with us on hand. So it's going to be a great event for the whole family. I know my kids are really looking forward to it. Something they see on the calendar and they get excited. So we hope everyone comes out and has a great time.
How do they build these rosters? Are there tryouts and stuff?
I believe it is a very competitive process. Yeah.
Yeah, they're club teams that they form anyway.
Okay.
Right, because there's like a whole league. I think there's a media team.
Mm-hmm, there is.
Boy, that media team versus the FBI, that's a lot of fun. And the media team versus the Chicago police, that's where the police get a little even, you know what I mean? That's where it's we'll take it all out right here on the ice.
Like to see that.
Yeah, I go out and I just jump up and down with pom-poms. That's what I do. I'm like the Ice Girls. I just come out in a skirt and a shovel, and then I kind of have to, I do that thing where you snow plow your skates to
slow down. Show off your skirt a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm doing.
So move it around a little bit. You should do that next year. You should have Roe and others who are willing to be ice girls or boys.
Yeah.
You know, come out and clear the ice for you.
Dress.
Think about that, John.
Right.
Yeah.
Shoot some pucks at Roe.
Yeah. Oh, that might be
possible. Yeah, that was, yeah, right, exactly. Well, you do have a, don't you have a, isn't there a shoot the puck thing? Don't you guys do something like
we
that?
Do.
Too?
We do. We do that as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of events. And it's also a great opportunity to
and
come
And when it's
up.
Cops and FBI, they mean that's a totally different totally different situation.
It's a great opportunity to come out and cheer on our local law enforcement heroes
as well.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, no question about it.
It's a great event.
All right. Well, John, thank you very much for being with us. And again, if you want to take part in this, honorflightchicago.org is the website. Or if you want to go to the Law Enforcement Hockey Classic, all benefiting Honor Flight Chicago, 630-614-4533. All right.